Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already August 12th and 13th, depending on when you're listening to this. And a big shout out to my running friends for participating in the Capital Area Race Series, as well as the United 5K Road Race, which occurred a week ago Thursday night at Northeast Delta Dental. Fun race, and we ran through the NHTI campus, and that will be relevant momentarily, and you'll see why. For those of you that are listening today, August 12th, tomorrow, August 13th, in Epson at 8:30, there is the world-famous Epson 4-mile road race, and I intend to be there, so hopefully we'll get a big turnout, you know, for that road race. One of the great things about the show, it enables us to feature community partners and neighbors, and this weekend is no exception. So with me is Dr. Susan Dutton, who's the president of NHTI, and Dr. Fiona McDonald, who is brand new with us, and she is the new vice president for academic affairs. Thank you, Susan, Fiona, for joining me this weekend. I know you two are busy, so thank you for taking your time out for me.
You're very welcome. It's great to be here, as always, Tom.
Great. So, Dr. Fiona, you're relatively new. So tell us about your background. One of the things I've learned in on this show from doing it now for almost 7 years is people always want to know the background of our guests. So you're relatively new as the Vice President of Academic Affairs at NHTI. So tell us about your background and why you took the position at NHTI.
Well, first thing is I'm a longtime New Hampshire resident. And actually, just building on what you just said, I actually ran the Northeast Delta 5K a few years ago.
Nice, the Friday night event.
Yes, it was actually, awesome. Yeah. I started out, and I've been in public education all my life. I have a huge interest in assisting adults and young adults and unlock their potential, discover potentials they didn't know they necessarily had, and find rewarding careers as teachers and STEM professionals and in the fine arts. So I started out actually many, many years ago as a high school science teacher. That was in the 1980s. Can't believe that many years ago.
Awesome.
And most recently came from Cambridge College in Boston, Massachusetts.
Nice. And I mean, teaching profession. In my high school yearbook, it said I wanted to become a teacher. And basically what happens, I end up getting in business, and I found out that in business you actually are a teacher once you become a leader. So glad to hear that. Now, Dr. Susan Dutton, you're no longer brand new, but you're relatively new. So to remind the listening audience when you started and where you came from.
It's about 3 years ago last month that I started at NHTI, Concord's Community College, after, oh, I don't want to admit how many decades in higher education that I've been involved in, but have been at many a different institution and was honored to become the fifth president of NHTI. And I plan on finishing my career here because it's such a great institution and has such a wonderful mission related to student access and affordability and economic development for the great area of Concord.
Absolutely. And I love the tagline, start here and go anywhere. That's a great tagline. And, you know, I did finish up my 10 years on the State Board of Education. But one of the things that I think we're most proud of is to see the blossoming of the community college system and the articulation agreements. And you've heard me talk about this story many times. But the year one of my colleagues graduated from NHTI, Andy Tabor, I was also getting that honorary recognition, so I was there and got to present his degree to him. But one of the other speakers was a student who, fast forward 2 years, I ended up seeing at Bryant University's graduation, where my son had gone for 4 years, and they both got the exact same degree. And I'm sure his degree was about $200,000 less expensive with equally good education. So it's great to see how vibrant the community college system is. And then also, of course, in the spirit of transparency, we do partner. There's so much that Northeast Delta Dental partners with NHGI, and we mentioned, Fiona mentioned the road race that raises money for the Jim Kemp Scholarship Fund, and that's been going on for 11 or 12 years. And there's only three of us, I think, me, Perry Seagroves, and who teaches at NHGI, and Pat Bourgeau, that have run in every single one of those Friday night races, and that's organized by the athletic director, Paul Hogan. It's awesome, and it is part of the Capital Area Race Series that I referenced. So let's start talking about the point I just made. What are the advantages of attending community college? I have my own ideas. I'm a big promoter. You know, if your child doesn't quite know what they want to do, it's a great place to start. But I'm sure both Susan and Fiona have more ways to amplify that.
Certainly. I'll start out and then I'll pass it over to Fiona. I mentioned the word affordability. That's one of the key factors and part of the mission of community colleges, not just NHTI, but our six other sister colleges across the state. One of the things that has happened in the last couple of decades is that community colleges, particularly in New Hampshire, are referred to now as comprehensive community colleges, where we offer everything from liberal arts to engineering technologies, which was our foundation when we started 51 years ago. And we're really known for all of our allied health programs. So you can start out as a math major and then maybe transfer into architectural design. And people start out in general studies and then move on into the health sciences. So we are very comprehensive. NHTI has the fortune of also being able to house students on campus in our residence halls, which are really learning and living communities. And we have a vibrant student life. You come into our student center at noon on a Tuesday, and it's just crammed with students and clubs and organizations. And our faculty and staff are very involved with nurturing student success, both in the classroom as well as outside of the classroom.
And I jog a lot through the campus, and it definitely has that college campus feel to it. It is so awesome with the soccer fields and just every activity. Now, Fiona, you've only been here a few months, so what are some of your observations coming from Cambridge in terms of your first couple months on campus?
Well, what draws me is NHTI, you know, took on the Concord Community College after it's no longer just the tech, but it is seriously embodying what it means to be a community college. And I think that what students get here is affordability of a full college experience, the full college experience at a much better, you know, rate, much more affordable from, as you're saying, the athletic fields. They have an auditorium. They have a literary journal. There's an early child development center on site. There are so many fabulous things, and the leadership capacity really, they have this links to leadership program. And I think that students flourish because if they're there for 2 years, they are a leader right away on campus. I think there's more than 30-something leader organizations. All students become leaders who may not have been so in their own high school. So it's really embodies, and you say that you run through, so you must have seen the Sycamore Gardens there with the community gardens.
Absolutely. I mean, you've touched on a lot of things. Another one of my boards that I sit on is Early Learning New Hampshire, so early child care, that's so important. Of course, leadership, that's anybody that wants to be successful in business in particular, but in life in general, obviously can flourish with those leadership programs. And obviously there's the nursing program as well as the dental hygiene school that we were fortunate enough for many years to do some scholarships as well as fund some of the teaching, because there was a time 12 or 15 years ago where there was actually a shortage of hygienists in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. So we collaborated with the state, with NHTI, with New Hampshire Dental Society, and Northeast Delta Dental to expand the hygiene program. And then the invisible hand kind of got straightened out, and now there's perhaps maybe even too many hygienists, but generally the least there is now, an even supply, because for many years my participating dentist would sort of lament that they couldn't find hygienists. So that was a great example of a public-private partnership. Susan, let's get back to you. So why do you think, there's six other community colleges, of course, and you get together, with the other presidents, and you're the, as you mentioned, a comprehensive community college. Why do you think is it flourishing primarily because of the economics, or are there other dynamics going on in our world of education?
Well, community colleges, and not necessarily in New Hampshire, but across the country, are seeing a decline in student enrollments because of the demographics of high school graduates declining, and because the economy is doing so well that people are working, they've got jobs. It's when the economy tanks, actually, that people think, I need to go and be retrained, and they come back to school like they did around 2011 when we peaked over 5,000 students. One of the things that is part of my mission as president is that we need to do more outreach and marketing to underemployed or non-traditional students rather than rely on the high school population. There are a lot of people that we need to educate about how they don't necessarily have to come back for an associate's degree, but, for example, we've got over 10 certificates in the IT area where you could learn some very specialized skills in a short amount of time and have a very different job from what you might have doing landscaping or moving snow in the wintertime.
And I think the community college system will be instrumental in the overarching goal that a number of organizations, the New Hampshire Coalition for Business Education, the Department of Ed, the community college system has come up with the goal of 65 by 25, which is kind of what you alluded to, by the year 2025, that 65% of the adult population will either have a college education or credentials, certificates to get these open jobs, because there definitely are, if you talk to some of my CEO colleagues, whether it's Hypertherm or Albany, and it's not just STEM related, but there's plenty of openings. We just need qualified individuals. So one of the things we've gotten behind is 65-25. After commercial break, we'll return with Susan and Fiona and more of Back to School with NHTI. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffia with you this weekend of August 12th and 13th. And remember, my running friends, if you're listening to this early morning on Sunday the 13th or Saturday the 12th, there's still time to go to the Epson, right past the Epson traffic circle is the Epson 4 Mile Road Race, which begins at 8:30. It's actually a long-standing road race. I've tried to promote this one. Earlier in the week, this past week, was the Cigna 5K road race, thousands of people in Manchester. So we tried to promote the Epson race while we were there. So with me is Dr. Susan Dutton, who's the president of NHTI, and Dr. Fiona McDonald, who is brand new at the college, and she's the vice president for academic affairs. So let's talk about this upcoming academic year and preparing for it. Obviously, you're gearing up for the students who will be returning before you know it. But what do you do, Fiona, to kind of launch the new academic year? And is there any special new programs, Susan, that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I think that the campus is a very exciting place. I think we started off by speaking about how this community college is distinct from all the others. Certainly, there's the diversity of the programming. There is a program for everybody, whether you want to be a paramedic, it's one of the top ranked, from robotics to orthopedics, to mechanical engineering, architectural engineering. I just met a young man the other day in the Merrimack Outlets, and he was helping me choose a shirt. And before you know it, he's talking about how he started out at one of the local high schools, went to the NHTI. He had no idea who I was. He went to the Boston Architectural School, and now he's working his dream job in Portsmouth. And I think, so there's the kind of the diversity there. And so many languages. I think we have 60 native languages and 60 different countries of origin all on this campus in the different age ranges. But gearing up right now, I think it's really faculty are looking at their courses. Are they relevant? They're meeting with advisories, their partners, to look at the curriculum, to examine it. And one of the things you talked about is I think what students get here that they don't actually get at a four-year college, but they get it here at Concord Community College, NHTI. They're producing real things, concrete things. They're innovators. You know, we have Dean Kamen with his, is it ARMI? He's going to need our graduates, people that can not just build things, but be innovators, leaders in their field. And because we took on the college philosophy, faculty are really working with them in how do we engage our students in big ideas in the world, you know, to be 21st century collaborators. So that's really from picking up the campus to posting the bulletin boards to looking at enrollments and to looking at syllabi to make it exciting. So listeners should know there's still time to sign up, by the way.
Good. Let's plug that for sure. Susan, you're the visionary at the college. So tell us what you've been thinking about. Obviously, we do want to put a plug in. So when do people have to sign up for the fall courses?
They can sign up anytime. We have a drop-in Tuesdays and walk-in Wednesdays and a couple more orientation days available. So really anybody could register at any time, and classes do start on August 21st. I'm sorry, August 28th.
Before Labor Day.
Yes,
for
before
sure.
Labor Day.
So when you're kind of contemplating, you obviously as president of the organization, you have to be thinking 5 years out. What are some of the things that you're thinking about?
Well, I actually have a team of volunteers that is helping me to shape that vision. Our leadership team started talking about vision and the future of the institution. Then I conducted listening sessions last year, and it was hard for us to get past the idea of our financial sustainability in a time of declining enrollments. So the visioning team is actually getting together again, and we're going to launch some programmatic initiatives to do with faculty and staff as the semester proceeds. One piece of vision that I've been thinking about, though, very definitively is we have many faculty members who are getting close to retirement age. So when I look out at the faculty and staff in 5 years, that demographic of our employees is going to be very different because we will have hired and replaced many of our very seasoned and wise faculty members with people that many will have newly minted PhDs. They'll be in their mid-30s with a lot of excitement and creativity to bring to the classroom, which we've seen with some of our newly hired faculty. So it's going to be really exciting to build the faculty in the next 5 years.
That's awesome. Succession planning and envisioning. You have done an awesome job with the branding. I must say, NHTI start here, go anywhere. And of course, declining enrollment is an overarching problem, probably in all of New Hampshire. We also face that at the high school level, so there's concerns of the financial viability of the smaller SAUs. So it's something that all leaders in education. But you touched on, this kind of the special teachers that you have. I mean, I'm always impressed. I know many of them, like Perry Segros, of course. But there's so many great teachers, that are really hands on and. I'm just thinking back to, I mentioned Andy Tabor as a success story, one of our employees. He got his sports and marketing associate's degree and positioned opened up at Northeast Delta Dental, where he's responsible for all of the sports and family marketing suite management at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and the Sanu Arena. So he's putting his degree in action. And then my own stepdaughter, Margaret Titch, she wanted to graduate as a junior from Bow High School. So I said, well, if you want to go for it, take some classes at NHTI. And she also took VLACs. And sure enough, She aced Bow High School, NHGI, and VLAX, and on credits the teaching at NHGI for really giving her that added boost. And then she did get into UNH, so she'll be starting this fall. So again, you know, she went to NHGI in effect, and now is at UNH. And then on a young man that I mentor from Africa, Ali Siku, who went on and took his NHGI degree and then went on to Plymouth State. And just recently graduated in May and is now going to pursue his master's. So there's so many stories. And would you, Susan, somehow describe your custom that you do at graduation where you highlight, you know, several students and their stories like the ones that I just told, but also even more compelling students as, you know, the first, you know, college graduate in their family or someone that I remember the year I try to go every year to the graduation. There was one year where an adult was mentioning how, you know, when she was growing up, she overheard her teacher saying, well, you know, so-and-so wouldn't be able to graduate, and now she's a success. So tell us about that tradition, and I hope I know Lynn and Bill did it before you. I hope it always stays because it's one of the most moving traditions there is.
It very much is, and it's a tradition that I very definitively wanted to keep and carry on. And along about 6 weeks before the end of the semester, I write to faculty and staff and ask them to share with me the stories that they've experienced with student success or students overcoming the impossible and still attaining their degrees. So, yes, Ali was one of the first success stories I talked about at my first commencement, and I miss him dearly because I try and connect with as many students and student leaders as possible during the year, and I wish I could do more, but Ali was just a terrific example of what NHTI can do for students.
I always tell him he's going to be the president either of this country or of a company.
That's right.
He's doing really well, and he's going to go back to his home country for a short visit later this fall, and then he's returning, and either he's going to go to grad school or get a job. And as you know, he worked his way through in the hospitality industry. So he's doing well. I see him about once a month.
Well, give him my regards because I haven't seen him in a while.
So if you were to kind of sort of put this all in a bowl, what do you think is most distinctive about NHGI? We kind of touched on the beauty of the campus, some of the special programs in the faculty. Is it a combination of all that, or, you know, if you were going down in a 30-second elevator, Fiona or Susan, and someone said, you know, sell me on NHGI, what would you say?
Well, at the end of my first year, our vice presidents at the time suggested that I sum up what I've learned about NHGI, and I said, in a word, NHTI is absolutely amazing. Now, I know that's more than one word, but just this morning, Fiona and I were meeting with a group of faculty, and she used another word, and that word was welcome, and I'll toss it over to her to explain why she said that word, welcome.
So go ahead, Fiona.
There's a 50-year anniversary book about, and it's full of stories, including a woman who became one of the first engineering students at NHTI and is now a world-class engineer. But just as the business partners a couple of weeks ago, we had a student, she was the speaker, I think her name is Abby, and she was an NHTI student. She spoke about how welcome she felt. She had been a student that felt disaffected, wasn't turned on in high school, didn't know she could make it in college. Now she has she's out there somewhere. I think the name of her company, she now has a sports car tuning center, one of the only women I know that works on high performance engines. And it really launched her into a career, in a career where not many people see themselves, but in her local community. And to me, that is just so inspiring. So when it says start here, go anywhere, it really does.
You all definitely practice what you preach, and I cited a few examples. You know, we could obviously cite more. And of course, it's also a community center now. I mean, every January, where's the place to be? Dancing with the Stars. So we'll be promoting that in a future show. But that's become the place to be in Concord in January. And I participated 2 years ago, and we've had a Delta Dental employee in most of the competitions since inception, and we definitely rally around that. And of course, you know, money there goes to scholarships. So let's wrap it up. Let's tell the community, you know, when they need to sign up for courses, and one final word from each of you.
So people interested in attending, whether it be one class or a full-time load, can register anytime between the hours of 8 and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can also sign up online as well, and it's pretty intuitive once you go to our website, which is nhti.edu. It's back to school time for administrators, and we're all preparing for the faculty and students' return, and it's a very busy and exciting time to be preparing for a new academic year.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Dr.
And
Fiona?
Sign up if you're not sure what you want to do. We have many, many certificates that you could start with a certificate and build that certificate perhaps into an associate's degree. We also have the liberal arts, the fine arts. We have the visual arts, wonderful out at the Smokestacks. It's a great place to discover who you are and what you can do in the world.
Absolutely. Well, well said. Dr. Susan Dutton, president of NHTI, and Dr. Fiona McDonald, vice president for academic affairs. Thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Raphael will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.